The new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the Klavobakken! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant!
Oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Nick Davidson's 25 leads Clemson over Boston College 15-3, 5-0 in the ACC. Iowa State takes their first loss by getting hammered at Kansas. DeChambeau, Rahm, and Smith back to the Live Tour. Mike Tomlin not back with the Steelers. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Three guests. Dr. Steve Martin, 725, Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. At 805, Dane Young talking Georgia football and basketball today. And at 825, Live Tour, PGA Tour. What's happening with Andrew Oliphant? Talk some golf. Can't wait. Should be a great show. Looking forward to hearing from you. Adam's Cove text line or Tiger Diagnostics phone line. A lot to do here on a very busy Wednesday show. Talking Clemson basketball, college basketball, transfer portal, Mike Tomlin news, NFL playoffs, guys returning to the Live Tour. A busy, busy show. The guy that will guide us through it, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir.
How good morning. Doing? I am okay. How are you?
Great. I got here late and didn't get a chance to catch up. I don't see you for four days.
Feels like it's been a while this week for whatever reason.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Can't complain.
Glad to hear that. What's the world like for you over there? You working a bunch of games?
This week is a little hectic, but fun. We had a few days. Last week the Sam Jones brand. What did I do? Furman VMI men's basketball. That was fun.
Nice.
Furman's got a good team, as they always do. They always have a good team. Guys just keep getting hurt and they keep playing better. What do we have? We have a women's game at Upstate tonight. We have a doubleheader for South Carolina State and Orangeburg on Saturday for men's and women's. So a lot going on the next
good.
Few days, but it's fun and I like it. So, and today's task is go to the grocery store. So
nice.
Lots of fun things going on here, man.
You got a lot
about
to
you?
Do. Good. One of my tasks, if I can hold off the weather and warm up a little bit, I'm supposed to play golf today. We'll see.
It's chilly today.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow's worse. You got to get it in now, and this weekend's not good, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
for the next real week, really, for you.
Yeah, and it, even when it does warm up, like today's going to be 54, but we got wind, and that just
54 for 20 seconds, and then it starts getting colder.
Yep, you got it. But about next Wednesday in 1 week. So the next week we've got 37 tomorrow, and then 49, 51, 42, 48, 42. But after that, mid-50s. So we'll be much better for the end of November. So that's good. That's good. Had a good day yesterday. My little girl's just amazing. She's just, you hadn't met her yet, Sam, I don't think.
I have not.
She's unbelievable. Cute as 6 acre strawberries, man. Sweet. But great. So then I had this brilliant idea that we're going to take the kids, wife and kids, to the basketball game last night. And my daughter wouldn't put shoes on, so she went shoeless all around Little John last night. But Sam, this is her fourth Clemson sporting event, and this is the longest she made it. We made it to about the 3 minute mark of the game.
I'm hoping she at least had socks on.
No.
Okay.
No socks. God. Won't put them on. Screamed.
I can't imagine that.
Oh yeah, dirty feet. But with that said, she made it to 3 minutes to go in the game. So that was nice.
She got to see
Skittles
a winner.
Helped.
She got to see a winner.
She got to see a winner. She got to see Nick Davidson go off for 25 points. Likes the music, likes the crowds, but 7 o'clock. By the time we get out of there, it's 8:30 and almost 9 o'clock. And
it's bedtime.
Yeah, it's been past bedtime. Anyway, and my son had a good time, so that was good. Really good stuff there. So Tigers played great last night. That was good. And then besides that, just gonna bundle up here for the next week or so. Segment two, what are we going to do?
Bradskipal got good. A 24-point win. They have won 23 out of 25 ACC games, which is pretty incomprehensible.
Yeah.
If you remember where this program was, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We're talking basketball today.
Good. Can't wait. Got a lot to do. 23 out of 25. Can't wait to do that. So we'll dive all the way into that. And Davis's 25-point night. And Godfrey, who, man, I got some bad fouls called on him again last night. But his double-digit game and Welling's double-digit game and Clemson obviously having a good night from three last night with 8 threes and 42%. But a nice win against Boston College. He's not very good, but still a 24-point conference win is great. And then this weekend, Saturday, Miami. So we're really looking forward to that. College basketball from last night, oh, by the way. You saw second-ranked Iowa State take their first loss. So Kansas beat them, throttled them at Allen Fieldhouse. They beat them 84-63. Third-ranked UConn beat 24th-ranked Seton Hall on the road 69-64. Seventh-ranked Houston down, throttled West Virginia 77-48. Not a good, when those early season games, you always talk about, oh, this team's going to be great, this team's going to be great. West Virginia's kind of falling apart. They're 11-6 now, 2-2 in their league. Nebraska, 8th-ranked Nebraska beat Oregon 90-55. 12th-ranked Sparty downs Indiana 81-60. Indiana's a football school now, not a basketball school. Virginia got a great win last night. I'm going to tell you, the ACC's been down a little bit. Virginia and Louisville last night in the Yum Center, 16th-ranked Virginia went and got a 9-point victory at 20th-ranked Louisville. Virginia's bringing the middle of this league up again.
Virginia's good, and for what it's worth, West Virginia did get throttled by Houston last night, yeah. But 3 days prior, they beat Kansas.
Yeah, so nice win there.
It's fine, with a split there. That helps Clemson's metrics for sure, with a throttling last night.
But 11-6 is my point, and 2-2 in the league. Inconsistent.
Yeah, they'll be a bubble team for sure. They'll be bubbly.
Yep. But Virginia, man, that is what you need for the ACC to get back to having that reputation again. Bama goes on the road, 18th-ranked Bama beats Mississippi State by 15. 19th-ranked Florida went to Oklahoma, got a 96-79 win. And then 24th-ranked Tennessee in double overtime, actually, beat A&M 87-82. So ACC last night, non-ranked ACC action. Miami went to Notre Dame and got an 81-69 win. Miami's on a roll. Miami's another one. They're going to be ranked if they can beat Clemson. Miami has won, is it 11 in a row? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row.
They're good. Jay Luke's is doing an unbelievable job in 1 year there. He's a very good basketball coach.
Miami's 4-0 in the league as well.
That will be a very fun game. Great test for Clemson. It helps that this one's at home.
Yeah.
They are really good at home, have been consistently good at home for a few years now. Very excited to see that game. That's probably two tournament teams staring at you. So good test after kind of a gimme with Boston College, even though I'm happy they won by a million.
Sure, sure. Now, to be fair, Miami's not played a very difficult schedule. All right? Out of conference wasn't good. The two teams, ranked teams they played, Florida beat them by 14 and BYU beat them by 10. But they're 4-0 in the league. Now, again, their league wins aren't great. They beat Pittsburgh, Wake, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, so they beat the bottom of the league so far. But Miami's 15-2, 4-0 in the league. Clemson's 15-3, 5-0 in the league. Like, this is a huge basketball game Saturday.
15-2 in the ACC is 15-2 in the ACC at the end of the day. So, right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's right. A fun test for them. Good right. game. Good weekend game.
Syracuse beats Florida State 94-86. The SEC all ranked teams last night, so no non-ranked action there. Clemson baseball back at it yesterday this week with practice and kicking things off. Good to see that. Softball, by the way, preseason softball America poll, ninth for the Lady Tigers. That's good news there. You have Ryan Brubaker leaving the Gamecocks. That was one of the transfer portal news. Look, the quiet period is right now, but we had the coaching convention going on, so you hadn't seen any official visits this week so far. They'll start back, I think, today or tomorrow. You'll see those start back up, so the portal will heat back up again. Guys are going in it, but you're just not seeing visits right now and a lot of commitments right now through that. Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Cameron Smith all commit to the LIV Tour for this year. I thought there was a chance in there you could see those guys get out and follow Brooks Koepka and the LIV Tour fall apart. It didn't. It will crumble. DeChambeau, this is the final year of his contract. And so we'll see that. He'll eventually leave there, and that would be the end of it. But we got one more year of LIV Golf, it appears, at this point in time. One more year, not significant, one more year where we know who's on the LIV Tour at this point in time. And then finally, something I got to ask you about, Sam. Mike Tomlin out as the Steelers head coach after, you know, the Steelers do a terrific job of identifying a young coach and always sticking with him early in his career. Tomlin's only 53 years old. So it appears short-term television, is that right? Long-term, getting back into it somehow, some way, into the coaching field after maybe a reset?
Sounds like it. Sounds like he wants to coach somewhere warm if he ever does, when he does coach again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Tampa Bay next year if they fire Todd Bowles, which they probably should have done this year, but now half the league's open, so maybe not. Maybe that's Miami. If he wants Miami, he could get it now. Maybe that's Arizona. If he wants Arizona, he could get it now. Maybe it's a team in Texas. I don't know. You know, it's kind of an odd one because you can make a very, very good argument for either side firing him, or I guess he stepped down, but not having Mike Tomlin around, having Mike Tomlin around, you can make a really compelling argument on either side that I would give a lot of credence to. He's been around a million years. They won that Super Bowl 17, 18 years ago now and haven't been back other than the one loss to Green Bay when they had Roethlisberger and all of them in 2010, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So it's been 16 years. He's never finished under 500. He has a Super Bowl ring. He's done a really good job managing egos. Those are all the pros of Mike Tomlin. The cons are Mike Tomlin has a pretty big say in player personnel, I would imagine, at this stage in his career. 16 years now, the Steelers haven't been able to get back. They have been good enough to make the playoffs every year for a decade now, but not good enough to have any sort of chance of being relevant once they get to the playoffs. Does that fall on the general manager for always bringing in a quarterback who is a little older, except for when they drafted Kenny Pickett? Maybe. Does Tomlin have a say in that? Probably. Is he kind of capped where he is right now with Pittsburgh? That's a question that they probably had to ask themselves when making a decision on his future. I don't know. It really matters, I guess, if you value the floor that he established in Pittsburgh, which was an all-time great floor. I mean, he's got 17 or 18 years in a row now where he has finished 500 or better.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear floor here of excellence, but that floor doesn't lead to a Super Bowl too often. So what do you value more, the floor or the ceiling? I think for Pittsburgh, it had come to the point where they need to blow it up for a year or two, and I think this was kind of their last hurrah with a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers who, to be fair to him, played decently well for his age and what I kind of figured, but it landed them in the exact same place as it has for the last decade, getting beat in the playoffs by a better, younger, faster team than them. Aging roster, guys with a lot of age up on the cap, kind of hitting it hard, might just be time to blow it up for a year or two, do what they always do, bring in a really young upstart coach, let him have a year or two to learn how to coach, and then 2 years down the line, I think this is going to look like the right decision. But Tomlin, whether or not he left on his own accord or he was mutually pushed out, you never know with these things. He stepped down. I think they were ready to make a move either way. All-time great coach, going to have a gold jacket when it's done. Very interested to see what comes next for him.
I am surprised that at a couple things. I mean, the consistency really is amazing, and you have to give him credit for that.
It's nuts. It doesn't happen. It does not happen in a league with a lot of parity.
19 years, 13 playoffs, no losing seasons.
In a tough division. It's a tough division, too. The Ravens are always good. The Bengals have been Joe Burrow lately. I mean, the Browns are bad, but they've been more competent lately. Sure.
With that said, I am surprised that since winning the Super Bowl in year two, which is 2008, from there on, he only won 5 playoff games. And Sam, can I tell you this? He hadn't won a playoff game since 2016.
No, he has not won in 10 years. I mean, he hasn't gotten production out of his best players in the playoffs either.
Right.
And it's worth mentioning, and I mean, listen, I don't know if it's not a knock on them at all. It's not something that you can knock the Steelers for, but I'm 99% certain, and I'll make sure here because I believe myself to be correct, the year that the Steelers won the Super Bowl, which... excellent game, one of my favorites of all time. They win the Super Bowl in a year where Tom Brady gets hurt.
Yeah.
He blew out his knee. Matt Castle started the whole year. Pittsburgh goes on to beat Arizona in the Super Bowl. If Tom Brady's healthy, who knows what that year looks like, but you can only deal with the cards that you've been dealt, and he was excellent that year.
Sure.
They got back. They lost to Aaron Rodgers. But then you're right. It took 16 years. They haven't been back. That's a long time to not get back there. So kind of similarly to Harbaugh, the floor is very high. You need a better ceiling, I think, if you're Pittsburgh now, and you need somebody who's more willing to blow it up, and I don't think that was going to be Mike Tomlin.
Well, two points. Number one is, and this is the negative side of it, because I like Mike Tomlin. He's a Hall of Famer. I think you're exactly right there. And I'd hire Mike Tomlin now if I'm any of the nine, or the other eight that are looking for coaches, I'd hire Mike Tomlin right now.
He'll have his pick whenever he chooses.
Sure. With that said, I didn't like the way, and I'm sure if it's him or whatever, they had some turd sandwich issues for a while. You remember the Le'Veon Bells?
Yeah, but he handled it. No other coach in the NFL could have handled that collection of personalities.
It got out of hand
egos.
There. They did. They put it. It should have got to the point, but it got to the point, whatever, and he did put an end to all that. The other one is that, like almost every coach in the history of the game, when he has a great quarterback, they win. And Rodgers had a decent year this year. You're not going to build your future on a 42-year-old guy and all that. But you look back at it, and when he's had great quarterback play, when the Roethlisberger years were really good, the non-Roethlisberger years, it didn't go as well. And some of those tomato cans they put under center out there just didn't go very well.
The defense hasn't been where it's needed to be the last couple of years either, and Mike Tomlin at his core is a defensive coach. They have been sloppy tackling-wise. They miscommunicate frequently in the secondary. I mean, a Steelers fan will tell you, like, these are the things that you don't expect from a Pittsburgh Steelers football team. You kind of expect the quarterback to be a little whatever at this stage of his career, but the defense has always been great regardless. They were great for three quarters defensively on Sunday, but at the end of the day, their offensive line wasn't good enough. Their defense wasn't good enough. Their quarterback play wasn't good enough to get them over the hump in a game like that where they just needed to score like 15 points and not turn the ball over. They weren't able to do it.
Great points. Mike Tomlin out in Pittsburgh.
I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it actually happened.
Feels weird.
I can't. I in my lifetime, cannot remember another head coach coaching that team. I was like 4 or 5 when they hired him.
Just crazy. All right. Short break. We'll come back. We'll get segment 2 talking Clemson basketball. I do want to tell you about my friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. Speaking with Russell, man, they're gearing up. It is 10 days away from the first filing. Now, they're doing taxes right now. Russell says, I'm doing taxes. I'm doing corporate taxes. I'm doing individual taxes right now. We've got them in our systems, and we'll hit send at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on a week from Monday, and they'll be gone, man, and they'll be filed, and then you'll get your refund back faster. If you depend on it, refund, and you depend on it fast, let's get it done now. Go ahead and sign up for them. Get your appointment done with the Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Don't delay it. Get it done, because what'll happen is if you don't do it now, it'll be April, and you'll be saying, man, where in the world did this go, and I got to get my taxes done. So do it up front. Take care of it. My great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Short break. Segment two, Sam Jones, Clemson basketball talk right after this.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
The Walhalla Performing Arts Center proudly presents Back in Black, the ultimate AC/DC experience. Get ready for an electrifying night as this powerhouse tribute band delivers four decades of AC/DC's greatest hits. Feel the thunderous energy and authentic sound that will transport you straight to an AC/DC concert. Enjoy all your favorites from Thunderstruck to Highway to Hell in one unforgettable performance. Join us on January 17th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/yearofinternet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Get more value from your drive at Toyota of Easley. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Toyota BZ for just $299 a month with no money down, exclusively for qualified Toyota customers. This offer makes it easier than ever to get behind the wheel of tomorrow's technology. Call 864-855-2233 for details or visit Toyota of Easley today. Don't miss your chance. Call and visit for your BZ lease special now.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's Wednesday. It is Ingles specials time right now, Sam. T-bone steaks, saving $6 a pound on some Ingles premium certified USDA choice beef on these all package sizes. Right now, baby back ribs. I want my baby back, saving $2 a pound. They're just $3.98 a pound. So great grilling season going on. You know I'm a Blue Bell ice cream guy. You're saving $2.50 a half gallon on Blue Bell ice cream right now.
Vanilla bean.
That's fantastic. We eat these little bites muffins my kids do. They're on sale right now.
That's a staple.
Yes, buy one, get one. So you're saving $5.49 on those. My staple is Boar's Head. So right now, Boar's Head Oven Gold Roasted Turkey Breast, you're saving $1 a pound on it. Boar's Head White or Yellow Vermont Cheddar Cheese right now, you're saving $1 a pound on it as well. Get by Cantaloupes, saving $3.50 each right now. They're $2.50. You're saving $3.50 each on Jumbo Cantaloupes. Do it at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends at Ingles. Segment two and Mr. Sam Jones.
Isn't it fun to talk about the basketball team the way that we've been able to talk about them the last couple years?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it just awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, a consistent, expected winning team.
Because you knew, like, I took my kids to the game last night. Part of it is I knew
they were going to win the game.
Was going to win the game. Yes.
They were going to win the game. I mean,
yes.
The way that this team, and I was pretty certain this was going to be a bubble team going into the year. It does not look like that's going to be this team. This looks like a shoo-in if they continue playing at this pace for a tournament bid. Where it goes from there, I don't know, but they're just climbing the seed lines right now. The way that this team adjusts to whatever is thrown at them, Mickey, is the most impressive thing about them. There's no superstar on this team, right? They don't have a number one guy. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Like, this is going to be the concern, especially with Zach Foster out. It doesn't matter, because any given night, somebody steps up as the number one guy. Justin Porter scored like 30 points 3 days ago. Nick Davidson comes out and finally breaks out and has 25 last night and had 21 or 20 in the first half. Like, you get a different guy every night that shows up, carries the water for your offense, and handles business for you. And then you have a bunch of other guys below him scoring 9, 10, 11 points every night that just put it all together and play good, connected, smart basketball the entire game. And they come out with wins like this. I mean, the thing that stands out to me about Clemson and consistently stands out is the way that they're winning is consistent. They are winning in the same manner very often. They are defensively sound. They are the number 14 defensive team in the country. I mean, they are up there with the teams like Houston and Arizona and UConn and the teams that you expect to see up there. They're up there with them. They are top 20 in the country in three-point defense. They come out last night. They hold Boston College to 50 total points, 5 of 15 from three. They don't turn the ball over very often. They are a very smart team when it comes to turning the ball over. They're 19th in the country in turnover rate. Clemson comes out last night. They turn the ball over 10 times. Brad will tell you that they need to do that less. They're one of the best teams in the country in scoring off the bench. They score 40 points off the bench. Like, they win games in the same manner every single night, whether it's a very good team or whether it's Boston College. And it has to be a testament to the experience, because there's a lot of older guys on this team, but also how well coached they are. I mean, they have done everything possible to deserve a glowing review here in the early going. I'm almost stunned at how good this team actually is. I did not expect them to be this good. I really didn't.
I had high expectations because I like the fact that they had some versatile pieces, if that makes sense, and that there was enough quality throughout the lineup. You know, you want an alpha, I get it. But also, an alpha that draws all the attention to himself is, you know, you shut him down or he has an off night, then I get it. Well, on a night that Porter's off, Davidson steps up. On a night that Davidson might be off, it might be Buckner. It might be Godfrey. It might be Welling. You know what I'm saying? So I like the fact that this is a very fundamentally sound team, plays hard, play hard defense, and they've got enough versatility. They have enough pieces. Dylan runs a good job of protecting the basketball at the top, and they've got enough. They've got enough, and they're playing at a very high level last night, a high execution level last night, no doubt about that. The half court looked really, really good on both ends.
That's 8 wins in a row now. And they continue to mow along. And when you look at the schedule and what's coming up down the pipe,
it's very, very doable, Sam.
Miami's a good team, but they are at home. They'll tell you they need to win that game. NC State similar situation, good team, but you're at home. You're on the road at Georgia Tech. That has been a place where it has been difficult for Clemson to win at times in the past. I think they'll win it this year. I think they're going to win that game. Georgia Tech's got a lot of problems. Pittsburgh's not a good basketball team. They're playing them at home. Stanford, Cal on that West Coast road trip, that'll be difficult. Those are going to be difficult games because of where you have to play them, and those are competent basketball teams. Virginia Tech at home, I mean, that's your next, what, eight games, seven games?
Yeah.
They are the better team in all of those games.
Right.
You can argue Miami, maybe. You could argue talent-wise NC State's got more, but it doesn't matter if they don't play cohesive basketball with it. Then you get to Duke. You got Louisville, Florida State, or Louisville, North Carolina at the end of the schedule. It's a very manageable schedule for Clemson, one that if they just handle their business like they have done this year in every game except the Georgetown game, they will be a very highly seeded tournament team. They'll lose one or two in there because every team does.
Right.
But it lines up favorably, like we were talking about last year and when they went on to have their greatest season ever in ACC play. It lines up favorably for them to win a lot of games down the stretch and hit that magic number that they need for the tournament very early on.
Let me give you a couple things here. The amazing part of what the program is that you felt there are times where Clemson basketball, like a lot of programs, could not build 4-year, 5-year, 6-year, 10-year runs. I mean, Duke can build runs. North Carolina can build runs. But Clemson didn't have resources and didn't have history and tradition and support and all that to build that. So the point was, like what Cliff Ellis did here, is he would build, like, every 3 years or 4 years, he'd build a really, really good team, right? But there was no stability and no sustainability in that. You had to kind of had to build for that. And same thing, now Purnell did a pretty solid job with it. But the other guy since then, like, you would, man, in 2 years, now, again, the portal's changed everything, but in 2 years, boy, we're really going to be good kind of a thing, right? Same, they lost everybody from last year, basically, and had to go rebuild the entire thing, and they're as good this year. In some ways, they're better.
One returner. It's Dylan Hunter. 90% of the offense was gone. It is Dylan Hunter, and then I guess you could put a half an asterisk on R.J. Godfrey. That's it. It's a whole new team.
Right.
It doesn't look like it. They look like a team that has played together for 4 years. I mean, that is ridiculous that they've been able to find the – you know how hard it is in the portal era? Any coach will tell you it's impossible in the portal era to get 9 or 10, 7, 8, 9, 10 new guys and have all of them gel the way that they do on this team. I cannot believe how well put together they have been all year long. They just don't do dumb stuff.
I asked Brad that last week. How hard is it in the portal to get guys who are finishing out their careers? Because all these guys that they go get, they're you know, experienced guys. And say, you're not going to be the man every night. We're not talking about your shots, your touches. You got to buy into what we're doing. It's tough. It's extremely tough. And it's something they work on all the time. I mean, Porter could have gone other places and been the focal point of the offense every night. Davidson could have gone other places, right? But those guys chose to come here and take a role. Now, that role might be like for Davidson last night, and it might be like Porter a couple times. It might be like Buckner, who came as a freshman here, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it might be you one night, but it's not going to be you every night.
It can't be. It's just not the way the team has to operate to be successful. They need to be balanced, and they need to have guys who understand that some nights they're going to get 10, some nights they're going to get 4, sometimes they're going to get 20, like Nick Davidson last night. And there's not going to be a kind of heliocentric offense based around one of those guys, and it has worked to a T for them this year. Now, I'm sure there will be teams down the line that exploit the fact that they're still 217th or so in three-point percentage this year. I'm sure there will be teams that exploit the fact that they play a little slower. They're 305th in tempo. But we haven't really seen it yet. In the three losses, they took a bad loss at Georgetown that they should not have taken. Should have won that basketball game. In hindsight, that's even more obvious. BYU was inexcusable, but at the end of the day, you're going to lose games to good teams, and they're going to go on runs like that, and you're going to have to figure out a way to weather them down the line. And I think that ends up being good for Clemson because they haven't lost since. And the Bama loss was what it was. It was on the road against a really good team, and they played close and got back into a game they were getting beat bad in. So they've taken three losses, and only one of them really bothers me in a long-term sense. It's just a good basketball team. I'm really stunned at how good they are this year. We'll see if it comes crashing down at some point. I don't think it's going to. Yeah. They just seem to always have a counter for whatever teams throw at them. If it's a zone, They find a big man at the top of the key, and he's good at passing out of it. If it's a man-to-man defense, they can find a shooter. I mean, they are just really good at dissecting teams and knowing how to beat them. They're well coached.
I don't want to throw too much cold water on it. But.
Still early.
Well, not just that. The 25-3 number, let me be clear about this. It's going to sound negative when I tell you this. The 23-2 number. 23 of 25 is what they've won the last 2 years in the league. That's phenomenal.
League's been down.
Yeah, that's my point. But Sam, to be clear, look, I grew up in this league to where North Carolina and Duke, Larry Schott used to joke that Lefty Giselle and Jim Valvano and Mike Krzyzewski and Dean Smith and Bobby Crimmins, they would like to run over you in a glass-bottom truck because they want to see you when they run over you. And then they want to back up over you to make sure they ran over you. Like, this league was brutal. In this league, you're always playing number one and number two and number six and number eight and number 10 and all that. Just from a historical standpoint, Clemson fans, take it. I'd rather be that. Look, we were tired of getting beat up in a unbelievable, impossible league forever. So I'd much rather do this now than what they've done. But historically speaking, you had Jordan and Perkins and Worthy and Hawkeye Whitney and Austin and Skip Brown and Tim Duncan. I mean, this league was Jeff Lamp and Ralph Sampson. And I watched it last night. Like, man, Boston College, Sam, they're terrible.
Oh, they're awful. They got to fire. I mean, they just got to blow everything up.
So, of the deal, if you really, I mean, the 23-2 will take it, no doubt. But last year they beat two teams that went to the tournament. And in conference now. They beat Kentucky as well. But I'm talking about they didn't beat Louisville. They beat Duke, beat North Carolina last year. That's great. Love that. This year, SMU is going to make the tournament. Fair?
I would think so. SMU looks like a tournament team to me.
Right. Pittsburgh's not. No. Syracuse is not. Notre Dame's not.
Syracuse
Boston College
could be.
Is not.
Syracuse is 3-1 in conference, 12-5 overall. That team has a chance
maybe,
to be a
maybe.
Tournament.
Maybe. I hope they do. But the point is that, man, there's just last year was a lot of really bad. I mean, Miami was terrible in Boston College and NC State and Cal. And I mean, Syracuse was 14-9. Let me give you that quickly. Miami was 7-24. Boston College was 12-19. NC State was 12-19. Cal was 14-19. Syracuse was 14-19. I mean, that ain't Murderer's Row. Notre Dame was 15-18. Virginia was 15-17. Virginia Tech was 13-19. I mean, the only teams you beat with a winning record last year overall, you beat Pittsburgh, they were 17-15. Pittsburgh's never beaten Clemson under Capel. Florida State was 17-15. Stanford was 21-14. You beat SMU. That was a good win last year, late in the season. You beat North Carolina. They were a tournament team. Wake Forest is not a tournament team. Wake Forest is a good team, not a tournament team.
Stanford wasn't bad either. That was a decent win, too.
Stanford was they were decent last year. They were pretty good. But through it all, last year you beat one ranked team, and this year you beat one ranked team. See, I mean, I'm just saying from a historical standpoint. Again, I don't care. I'd rather the league be down. I like being 5-0. I like being 23-2. I'd rather not have to say, my God, look at that schedule. Oh, I'd much rather have it this way.
Yeah, looking forward for Clemson, out of the five ACC games they've played, SMU's likely to be a tournament team.
Yes.
Syracuse has a chance as well. So that's, let's say, 1.5.
Miami's going to make the tournament.
Miami's right a tournament team, I think, and NC State's going to be a tournament team, I would guess pretty comfortably by the end of all of this. That's going to be two teams in the NCAA tournament. If you can win both of those, you're in a really, really good spot. If you can win one of them, you're in a fine spot. But they're at home for both. They should feel like and can win both of these games before that Georgia Tech-Pittsburgh run where if you win them both, those become trappy games.
Well, to be fair, like also in those old days, they didn't have to go to Stanford and have to go to Cal and go all the way out there. So there, I mean, it just changes. And also, you only played. You know, there are times there where you played. See, but you had seven teams in the league, so you had six. You just played 12 conference games.
Yeah, you know, you've got.
And now you're playing 18-20.
With a lot of travel, but you got five tournament teams left on your schedule here for sure. With Miami, NC State. Duke,
Louisville,
North Carolina. I mean,
yeah,
these are
those are all tournament
teams. So let's see how they handle it. Few of those at home, few of those on
the
road.
The next two are huge.
It is. It is. And you look at the top of the ACC right now. Clemson's on an 8-game win streak. Well, Duke's on a 4-game. Miami 10. Virginia 4. This is a good conference this year. They're back to being at least solid.
I'll say this about NC State, too. State has they played Auburn. They played Kansas. They played Virginia. They played Texas. So they played a tougher schedule. The point is they didn't beat any of those teams. That really they don't have a good win this year, but they don't have a bad loss this year either. Maybe Seton Hall. We'll see what Seton Hall does. Anyway, two huge games coming up. Massive games. Short break. We'll come back. Much more to this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter. Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Bold, dramatic, show-stopping, designer pieces from Turner's Jewelers are bound to astound and draw all eyes to you. From Pandora to Rolex and so much more, your favorite brands are waiting for you to wow loved ones or accent your own wardrobe or become the designer yourself. Work with our expert team to custom build captivating jewelry. When it's time to make a statement, visit turnersjewelers.com or our store in Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers. Where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
Save time and make your event unforgettable with Jimmy John's Catering. Roll into the new year right. Try our convenient catering bundles. Choose a 30-piece or 18-piece sandwich box or a 12-pack of wraps, all with premium sides, Jimmy chips, and desserts for everyone. One easy price. Download the Jimmy John's loyalty app for a free sandwich after your first visit. Handle holiday hungries with Jimmy John's in Clemson, Malden, Anderson, and Greenville. Visit the app or jimmyjohns.com to order now.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Thank you.
American Door. Get in touch with them. I hope you don't have to, but if you do, they'll do a terrific job for you. American Door Masters is amazing. AmericanDoorMasters.com. They're a company that's going to come in and fix the springs. They're going to fix the busted springs. They're going to fix the chains, the motors, the garage door openers, the remote controls. They'll do it all for you. Commercially, all the dock levelers and bumpers and edge of dock levelers, they'll do all that for you. Let them do some tune-up stuff for you. 24-hour emergency service, American Door Masters, 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. Jed makes a good point. The ACC was not down this year, and that's true. Last year, you played 20 regular season games against ACC schools, and you played one ranked game. One game against a ranked team. And this year, of the five, you played one. So, Sam, my point there, and I hate to be in this guy, but 23 unranked teams and 2 ranked teams in 25 games.
We are going to learn quite a bit, I think, about this team in the next 2 games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Saturday's game is huge. And Saturday Clemson's going to win Saturday, but that's going to be tested now.
Yeah, they've looked competitive. They've looked competitive in every game. They've looked good against most teams that they've played. They looked fine against BYU for one half. They looked great, and then they looked awful for one. They looked good in one half against Alabama, bad in one. So what do you see against teams that are pretty evenly matched to them coming up here down the pipe is where you really figure out what you've got. But I will say, and you'll say the same thing, everyone else will say the same thing, is to be a great team, you have to beat the bad ones.
Yes.
And you got to beat them consistently.
Oh, yeah.
So,
because look,
win the gimmies.
Let me say, Clemson could very easily be Florida State or Boston College or Pittsburgh right now. Like, they could very easily be one of the have-nots. I've been there. I've seen that. I've done that. I hate being a have-not. I love where Clemson. Right now, you look at the standings. They're 5-0. They're atop the ACC right now. Doing an unbelievable job there. One quick note is this will by far be Miami's best opponent of the year. Before we get to Allen, hang on, I'm coming to you. A best win if they can get it. They lost to Florida and they lost to BYU. They did beat Georgetown. Their best win so far, Sam, maybe. They're 4-0 in the league. They beat Pittsburgh, Wake, Georgia Tech, and Notre Dame. Best out-of-conference win for them so far. Ole Miss not very good. Southern Miss not very good, I don't think. Best win maybe Notre Dame, maybe, so far for Miami. Anyway, this will be – if they can get a win on Saturday, this will be Miami's best win. So, huge game for both teams. Allen is up first on our Tiger Diagnostics phone lines. Good morning, Allen. How you doing?
Doing fine, man. I was at the game last night, and, man, I totally echo with what all you guys have said. I'm totally on board with our coach. I really love Brownell. I love this team. I love what our AD's doing. The only thing I'll ask him to do as a fan and a ticket holder, this is the toughest season as far as quality opponents at home. And the only decent team we had non-conference was South Carolina, and then we have no Duke, no North Carolina. I think Louisville might be our only ranked team, and you can't plan all that, but it's been a tough home season as a fan, man, as far as quality opponents.
Yes. Yeah, but if I say this, I'll take that. Last night, Boston College, you were there, I was there. That Boston College is terrible. But to me, I'd rather beat Boston College by a stinking Boston College team by 24 than go over there and watch Dean Smith stick in the locker again. You know, I mean, I was tired of that, watching Leitner and Jordan and David Thompson and those guys come in, and Ralph Sampson come in and beat your brains out every single time. But, yeah, from a ticket standpoint, home games so far this year, South Carolina, SMU is a good team. That was a really good basketball game.
Yes,
true. But you know, if you're going Saturday or going next Tuesday, you'll see two pretty good. NC State and Miami hadn't beaten anybody yet, but they're off to pretty good starts. And you get the Will Wade factor coming in.
Yeah, you can't schedule based on how the ACC teams will end up playing. But, yeah, I'm like you. I remember going to the Clemson game as a student and then having the newspapers held up just when Leslie Gazelle came in.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty fun. I do remember. But just what I enjoyed last night about kind of the game within the game, Clemson, I really worried that was going to be that they would be kind of flat to come out. And maybe they were for a few minutes. But defensively, I never saw one player – back off on defense. They were very aggressive. I think she held them to 50. And Boston College had some shot blockers. That's about all they did. They had about six blocks in a three-minute span in the second half. And then just to see how Brownell coached, he coaches those guys hard. Godfrey didn't score in the first half. He had two fouls, and he did something in the second half. I can't remember. And Brownell really chewed on him coming off, but then he always pats him on the butt to support him. And then he took Davidson out in the second half. He had done the same thing. What a game he had, 21 points in a row. Y'all probably have talked about that in the first half. That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
And then he kind of chewed on him in the second half. And then Buckner was kind of frustrated. He had three fouls in a row pretty quickly in the second half. And I love seeing Dylan Hunter. He kind of got on him because Buckner was chewing on the ref a little bit, and he just basically told him to shut up. And they kind of got into it a little bit on the court. But Dylan just showed his maturity and his leadership. And just all those guys, it's just incredible. And Brownell made it through three or four tough years 5 or 6 years ago. And, man, I wouldn't trade him for anybody in the country. Just love to see how he coaches, and we're blessed to have him. And that's really all I got to say, man.
I love it, Alan. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for sure. I loved when they took Godfrey out of the game last night. And, well, Godfrey fouled out. Sammy, I don't know if it showed on television or not, but Godfrey fouls out of the game. And to be honest with you, he gets some of the worst fouls called against him. Like, this, there's a couple you're like, man, there's no ref in the history of college basketball would have called that foul last night. So congratulations, you're a trendsetter.
Yeah, he used to foul a lot. I mean, he was fouling a lot. He didn't really know how to control his body when he was younger. And he does not get a favorable whistle now.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So he comes out of the game. And Brad spins, and the game's out of hand this time, so he can do it. But they're standing right there beside the scores table for 90 seconds. And the game's going on. They're at the free throw line, you know, so it's not really like in action. But Brad's coaching him up about where, you know, a defensive stance and where to be, and they're talking. And Brad's, you know, I'm not sure to say getting on him, but like he's coaching him hard after he's fouled out. And then pats him on the butt, and Godfrey, you know, Godfrey's taking it. Godfrey's obviously a kid that's very coachable. But yeah, for sure. Now, let me say, one thing that Alan talked about was the down years of Brownell, and there were some teams in there that you just wondered if he was going to make it. And I'm mainly seeing, you know, fairly early on, the middle parts of it. The 14-15 team, the 19-20 team, the 21-22 team. There's some teams in there where you're just not sure if he's going to make it. I'm going to give Brad Brownell a lot of credit for two things. It was never X's and O's with Brownell. It was never X's and O's. No one is going to out X and O Brad Brownell in basketball. What the knock was back in those lean years was that they just didn't recruit very well, and they didn't. And I didn't like some of the staff makeup, and I thought they could have done a better job. And it was hard recruiting here. I mean, he didn't have all the bullets in the chamber. I'm going to give him major credit for two huge things. Number one, his staff works the portal 365. I was told a story the other day about they are in constant contact every day. Buddy of mine told me they're at Syracuse the other day, and they've got these agents of Syracuse players, not tampering with the Syracuse players, but introduce themselves to all these agents, and they've got this thing set up because they've guys got other players from other schools that maybe are looking around next year. And they're building those relationships with those agents 365. They do a great job with that. And the other thing is NIL, is Brad went out and raised his own money. He hosted big-time boosters at his house or on the golf course or on vacation, whatever it might be, dinners. And he made a pitch to a certain amount of boosters, and he gave them access to the program, and he worked those relationships. Brad's a great relationship guy. I've always enjoyed my time with him. You know, the golf aspect, that we talk about that a lot. But more than that, it's like he invested in some boosters. And as a result, the right boosters, and he raised a lot of money. Clemson has money to spend in NIL and basketball. And so you combine that with the relationships that he built in the portal, and almost like the opposite of Dabo, in the post-NIL And once we made the transition to NIL and the portal being big, Brownell's one of the best coaches in the country now.
Portal saved his life. I don't. Absolutely. Brad Brownell is.
NIL.
He's not here if the portal doesn't get. But he would have been gone by now.
It would be different if like you just had all these Ole Miss and Texas Tech going spend. But no, Brad went out and worked those relationships.
It's player evaluation as well. Where sure. You're right, he struggled developing those high school players necessarily. Maybe he just picked the wrong ones for
yes.
7 or 8 years. Really, I mean, they weren't consistent other than 1 or 2 great years.
Right.
Now he can hand pick the 21, 22 year olds. That fit the exact role that he sure. has in mind for them to fit. Like you said, the X's and O's have never been the problem. I think it's really just you can then develop those younger guys underneath them and teach them with the older players on the team who know their role, how to play their role. The portal has saved his career and turned him into an even better coach.
It's been the exact opposite effect on football and basketball.
It's stunning. It's honestly stunning where yeah. they are at right now. I keep saying it.
They have invested in the portal. They've invested in NIL. They've invested in relationships with boosters. Invested in relationships with. They've embraced it. And football kind of, or Dabo kind of thwarted it or held it off as long as he could. And now he's trying to do it and learning how to do it. But he could take lessons from Brad and doing it.
It feels sustainable, too. I mean, this feels like knowing well, what to hit in the portal is a sustainable strategy.
Here's the thing, Sam. If it's not sustainable, if this year's a great example, you lost everybody, basically, and you went and rebuilt the entire thing. And so now you have confidence. You can go do that again because I'm guaranteeing this right now. Today on the phone lines, they're working agents and they're working relationships for next year already. This is how you do it, and they're brilliant at it. And it's why they're ranked and why they've won 23 of 25. Hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.